been a great cue, so on that, and I do appreciate you coming back to me and following me home. It's nothing else. It really puts me at a good frame of mind because I'm already enjoying the bike, you know. And because really, you know, everything I'm on is normal stuff, but it's always nice to have someone to ride along, you know.
Oh, I hear you. After, I don't know, it was over a month ago when we were talking about on the net about your bike, and that's when I asked you about what kind of setup you had on there, what kind of antenna and all that. So, yeah.
My coverage south of Union Mills wasn't the greatest today, it seemed, but this one antenna that I like using, I keep on thinking it, even though it tunes up fine, I'm thinking I got to go through it or do something. Almost like I think I'm missing something in efficiency, you know. But either way the game goes, I do have a similar size antenna that is new out of the box, and that I could always try next time I'm out that way. See what I get away with, but still works out good for me. That's the main thing there. But on this repeater here, I can make it up to Sawyer, Michigan, hold everything good. So, you know, I'm not paying attention to all the terrain I'm on, but at least I know a few points that I do a good job getting out. So it's a good peace of mind. Tonight, where we were riding, there wasn't much cell coverage. It was just showing up in Union Mills. My phone was saying, like, emergency use only, you know? And, well, if we had a problem, this would be a good night. I could stir somebody up. But it was a good ride.
Sounds like you've been doing a lot of rides. Yeah, I gotta try to do a few more. I did a couple this week, but nothing very long. But that's fine. At least I'm getting out there again. Ever since I got Mom here, I can't just leave when I want to all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'll brag. I've gone over 1,000 miles for this year, and it's a little bit less than what I did last year at this time. But the one guy I ride with, Tim, 69 years old, and he's already got 3,400 miles in. Well, he's retired, so I can understand part of that. But if you knew the little list of medical that being on the bike has solved or improved for him, you know, he's going gung-ho. He wants to do 5,000 this year. But and this is a short version of the story, but it's like, boy, I don't know if I could do that next year, but that's my goal. I got to try to be like him.
Well, my encouragement to you, and I think I'm going to just do the casual rides I've been doing and enjoying it. I'm just not going to, I can't do it. It's just going to be too much for me. I got too many other things to do, and riding the bike is fine, but I can't do it as much as you're doing. I just can't. I know it.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. You have to enjoy it. Whatever the mileage is, you have to enjoy it. Otherwise, you're not enjoying it. You feel like you have to do it, or, you know, whatever. There is something missing in the mix. Me, I'm some of this mileage is I'm actually working out some ailments, and it's keeping all the arthritis in check. So I, to give you the short version of it, my friend Tim, he's got an interesting scenario, and but in both our cases, we've got doctors that are literally trying to do everything they can to make sure we stay on our bike. Keep doing what you're doing. Your body is benefiting. Okay? He goes, the bike will take care of this problem, and then we'll take care of that problem. Because the bike makes that problem minor. But it takes, but it's taking care of the first thing. Okay. So that's a short version of it. But hey, how it should be. And like I said, I got to get running inside, all that good stuff here. But yeah, really, like I said, once again, really appreciate the ride along tonight.